years, we heard really mixed messages. Some people said, just look out 5 years and keep that number as low as possible. Others said, you're not looking out far enough. We've always looked at what space we needed for the next 5 years. And I guess I'm disappointed about question number two, but it does reinforce that our community, our stakeholders, our taxpayers want us to look out, you know, as far, keep that number as low as possible, and then we'll have to assess our situation in a few years and come back at it for those projects in round two.
Well, the fact of the matter still remains, even with question one passing, there's still 2,500 votes that were no votes. What can you at least say now to those people that were not in support of question one at this time?
I think there's so much complicated information, and it's really difficult to communicate what that need is, especially for folks that haven't been in a school recently, to understand the complexities of what school is and the opportunities that we provide. We provide, CTE courses. We have expensive labs. We have a lot of codes that we need to follow, as well as safety features that are so important to ensure that all of our children are safe in our schools. And we want to make sure that as we're adding those safety features to our newer buildings, that we're also keeping up with our older buildings. So that's a lot to communicate to people. And I understand that nobody wants higher taxes. So I do understand that.
What do you say about the turnout numbers being more than double what they were in 2023?
I'm really happy that people got so engaged this round. They were very, very involved. And I think the numbers just show that they had the correct information. They had the details on the voting. I think it helped that we had our voting in our school to make it easy for people to get out and vote. And even though it was a really cold day, education matters. Our community supports education, and they came out to tell us what they thought. So really happy with the numbers.
So with question two not passing, I would assume everyone still would have a great education in West Fargo Public Schools despite that passing, but does it provide any difficulties with it not passing?
So question two were the needs for the next 6 to 10 years. So for the next 5 years, we have what we need to ensure that we have spaces for the new families that are coming in, as well as the students moving up through the system. And then to be able to do that renovation at South and to keep up with those safety features, that is the next 5 years. So 3 years, 4 years from now, we're going to have another conversation. We had another elementary school on question number two in the next 6 to 10 years. So we're going to have to continue to watch that.
And for question three, how difficult will it be for ice time going forward in the district since that didn't pass?
We need more ice. I think you would need to talk to somebody in the hockey community about more explicitly about what those what this is going to mean for that population. But, you know, some of our learners play football and we have fields. Some of them play tennis and we have courts. You know, we want our kids to be involved, and we have a large population in hockey. And so it was, although disappointing, that went down, because I do believe that the ice is needed for our kids to get practice times that are reasonable and space on that, or time on the ice.
Anything else you want to add?
I just have such gratitude for all the people who got involved and who helped us craft those projects, and then to put them into the package for those three questions. I think that was some of the greatest information or support. It really helped us to narrow those projects down and to help get our people what they needed to make a good vote, whether they were for or against it. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think it makes a lot of sense.